Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another day of walking together with you. In you, we live and move and have our being. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Matthew 8 from verse 23 to 26. And when he was entered into a boat, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the boat was covered with waves, but he was asleep. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Save, Lord, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
Hallelujah. We can just see, you know, it seems like the Lord is amazed that there's fearfulness and there's no faith. And we can understand this. We look at his life. Remember, he laid aside his glory to come here to seek and to save, to set the example. The Son of God has come to give us life and life in abundance. So he grew in faith from a baby, and the word of God abided in him. And then he overcame the wicked one. He never fell into any of the temptations of sin. And so when he picks out his disciples and he teaches them and he walks with them, he's amazed, you know, that they don't know what he knows and they don't walk in the authority. Remember the time when they couldn't deliver the boy. And so he's amazed because he knows he's by his own. He's come to his own. He came to seek and to save the lost, so they lost. And he's amazed that the fall had brought so many bad repercussions, brought the fearfulness, the lack of truth, the lack of character. And so, like I say, we see it in a number of places, especially then at Gethsemane, where his three best boys couldn't pray for an hour. And I believe that is the turning point that got him to realize he needs to go die. And so that we can receive, be brought back into the original intent, brought into the kingdom, brought into the presence of the Lord, in fellowship with him, we could then rule and reign together with him. So staying with him, walking in tune with him, that's a great recipe. We could see that in Psalm 110, as we would willingly give ourselves, be strengthened day by day, and walking in tune with the Lord, working together with the Lord, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2, because today is the day of salvation. That is the answer. And a little something that happened to me yesterday morning. Yesterday morning, I normally take the dog and he runs with me. And on many occasions, I would let him loose. And then he would go into flight mode. And then he would be in fight mode. And then he would pick things up on the beach and eat rotten stuff. And then he would drink seawater. And then he would come back here, and it would take him 2 to 3 days to recover. When Danita would come home, normally when Danita comes home, he rushes there to the gate, tail wagging, but in those 2 to 3 days, when the bucket comes, he would just maybe lift up his head and just look and then lay down again. So that's that depressive, sick state, you know, of being. But yesterday morning, I just kept him with me. I was speaking to him all the time. Hey, come here. You don't walk too far. You stay here with your daddy. And so he stayed with his master. And we went through the whole hike, and I just carried speaking to him. Every time he would start walking away, I would call him back. And then we got out, and I could go give him the proper water that he needs. And yesterday, yesterday morning, eh? So yesterday night already, he was there at the gate wagging, no side effects, no wrong food, no flight and fight that he was involved with there down on the beach. And today he could be a bright shining light of health, of goodness. Can you see what I'm putting across here? When we stay close to the Lord and we stay in faith, not in flight and fight and partaking of the wrong things.
And fear.
And fear. That's where we can just be in the place of faith. And that's what God has done for us in Jesus Christ. He came to seek and to save the lost. And he was the picture of perfection from baby to young man to father. Then he died so that we can have it, so we can be restored. And therefore, the word says he's not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters, because we're all from the same source. We were predestined in him from the very beginning, before the fall. And he's restored us now. And we now need to stay together with the Lord, working with him. And how do we do that? When we just stay talking to him, stay fellowshipping with him, stay in the joy of the Lord. You have that when you're conscious of him and you stay in thankfulness. And that way you can be productive, you can be in faith, not in fear, and you can shine like a light as you are, because you are the salt of the earth. You are the lights in this world. So be blessed to know everything's been done. You've been called, you came, you at the feast, you partake, you wake up to these truths, you live by faith, and then you walk by faith together with the Lord. And that way you are everything God made you to be, an overcomer, more than an overcomer. Jesus done the overcoming, now you are also overcoming together with him. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.